Episode 1974, Truth Beyond Love.
It's time to train for life and love your journey. In this episode of Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie, you'll learn new ways to rediscover, rejuvenate, and renew your mind, body, and spirit. Please welcome your host, certified life coach, personal trainer, and nutritionist, Christiane Wargo. Staring at a stop
sign, watching people drive. Happy up day. I hope you have the sun peeking over your shoulder today and that you are just inspired to go above and beyond. Today is Relationship Builders Day. It's all about truth beyond love. For those of you who are brand new to Create Your Now, welcome to this incredible family. I'm so delighted of your presence. If you already had the opportunity, you'll want to head on over to createyournow.com where you can learn more and sign up for the Kisses newsletter, the Keep It Simple Strategy, Everyday Solutions to Live, Love, and Impact. Well, this episode is brought to you by the AIM Academy. You know, most of us think that love is all you need. Yet there is truth beyond love. Actions speak louder than words. We've heard it over and over again. The depth of love is much greater than what our minds perceive. I really want you to think about this because with everything that's happening in our world today, relationships, our connection is so important. We can say we love, yet show it much differently. Truth beyond love. You know, love is defined as an intense feeling of deep affection. That's what Google says it is. Go Google it. I did. I just said love definition. An intense feeling of deep affection. But what does that really mean? Think about those three-letter words that have a great impact. I love you. There is an intensity in that love. When you say those three words, for some people, it's even hard to say those words, right? I love you doesn't come out very easily. In fact, a lot of people just have to write it down or because they can't express it verbally for whatever reason. Yet for those who can say I love you, some people are like, you say it, but where's the meaning behind it? What goes beyond, right? There's also a truth beyond love, beyond what we say. It's what you show on a daily basis. How are you showing up in your relationships? How are you showing up in your marriage? It's how you act out that love where there is truth. And some would say greater truth. Truth beyond love shows how you live out your love. That is your Kiss to Keep It Simple strategy. Live out your love. Love needs to be expressed in words, especially by saying I love you. Yet, it's also important to follow up your words with what? Actions. We know this, but we don't think about it. And that requires you to live out your love. It's the truth beyond love. So how do you live out your love that reinforces the words that you speak so eloquently? Well, number one, actions reflect your love. What you do must match the love you feel. So this is where it gets tough. This is where you need to look and dig deep within your own self. How are you showing your love to your spouse? Are you showing it appropriately? Or are you just saying those three-letter words and you're hoping that that's going to carry all the truth that you need? Yet if I was just to look at your actions, would it show those three words? Now, only you could answer this. You know, it makes me think about way, way back in the olden days when you just had black and white TVs and the old movies that you would go to and you would have someone speak. And it would be just this old film reel that is just a conglomerate of pictures, one right after the other. But there was no words coming out. You might hear music played or you might have somebody actually there speaking it. But all you saw were the actions. So if you were to play out your life only in actions, how would your actions reflect your love? Would it show what really needs to be shown? Is there truth beyond love? The word love, the definition of love. I know this is kind of deep, and I don't know why actually it came to me, but I guess with everything that's going on in the world today, I mean, it doesn't matter what you look at it, whether it's the pandemic, whether you look at the situations with the injustice going on. When you take a moment and step back and you're like, gosh, you know, we kind of throw around this idea that everybody matters and we've got to, you know, show love and we've got to do love and we got to say love. The thing is, there's truth beyond love. And what is that? What does it look like? We've got to have these tough conversations, and they begin with what? Our own heart, our own heart, our own reflection. And so when I thought about the simple truth beyond love, I was like, you know what? We have got to look inwardly first to see what we're doing outwardly. Are our actions reflecting our heart? Are they? I don't know. Only you can answer that for yourself. Actions reflect your love. What you do must match the love you feel. If you say, I love you, but you're sitting there yelling every single day for maybe the same reason, or you're just making noise, whatever the case may be, is that really love? I mean, think about it. Truth beyond love, it's probably going to show that no, it's false. There isn't love there. Something is missing. The equation is not complete. You're going to get an error in the calculation. So actions reflect your love. And number two, words reinforce your love. What you say must match the love you feel. So we have our actions that reflect, but our words reinforce. So if you have the action saying one thing and the words saying another, oh my gosh, talk about a conflict. No wonder your spouse is going, I have no idea if this man loves me or not. I have no idea if my wife is truly madly in love with me. Because what she says, what he does, it doesn't add up. Actions reflect, words reinforce. And you have this heart that receives all of this information. And then the head is like, oh my gosh, I don't know what to think. I don't know what to believe. So I want you to look at your marriage. And I want you to just really think about, how am I taking my love and how are my actions reflecting it? How am I taking my love and how are my words reinforcing it? Love is not as easy as three words said over and over again. There must be some evidence of the love you speak. This is shown not only by your words, but by your actions. It takes two to tango. Actions and words. So your challenge today is, how can you show your love? Now, maybe you're like, oh, Christiane, I do a great job in the morning, but man, when I come home after work, I so fail. I know, I get that. My husband would come home and I'm great as he's going out the door. But man, when he comes home, it's like, rawr. Not that I mean to. Maybe it's because I've had five little kids clinging to me all day. I really haven't had as much adult interaction. Now, again, I can throw it up too and say, well, those are excuses, right? Isn't my marriage worth more than an excuse? By golly, it is, which means it takes what from us? Work. Actions and words equals work. And it's work that we have to put in on a daily basis. Now, are you going to get it right all the time? Of course you're not. But can you get it right most of the time? Yes, you can. And that's where the hope lies. You can get it right most of the time. And the cool thing is because you are trying, there's something called forgiveness. And there's a part in our heart, in all of our hearts, that we learn to forgive, which allows us what? To move on and to heal and to grow. Do you see the importance of the foundation of marriage? and how great it is, but how hard it is too. Your actions, your words, are they allowing you to live your life that's truth beyond love? What will that truth show today? How can you show your spouse without saying anything, but only by your actions? What can you do today? And then after you impose those actions, what words can you use besides I love you? I love you is great, but it's one of those things that we have to be very careful, because we can just be that mockingbird, right? That just says, I love you, I love you, I love you. But do we? Are we showing it? Are we living out the love that we so say we feel? It's going to be different when you first get married. You can probably go back and remember that time. Or maybe it's been way too long and you're like, Christiane, I don't know, going back that far, it's going to take a lot of work to even think like that. But just for a moment, go back to getting married, your honeymoon, that first initial coming together as a couple. It was blissful. It was electrifying, right? It was like nothing could go wrong. You would look at each other and you could just sit there for hours upon hours upon hours and stare deep into each other's eyes. And now you blink and you're like, okay, I'm done with you, and you walk away. The difference, right? The honeymoon phase, and now I've lived with you so long, baby, that, you know, I don't know that I can stick around for another second and a half. I got to keep going. It's amazing how we become disconnected with someone that we love so much, and they're right next to us in the same bed, in the same house. But at times they feel like strangers. That's not what a marriage is meant to be. And for some of you, it's not that. And praise the Lord, celebrate that. And let your spouse know, oh, baby, I just want you to know, I may take you for granted every day, but I want you to know that I want to not do that. And so I'm going to try to go beyond those three words. I want to show you. I know I'm not perfect. And thank you so much for loving me. But I want to work harder. I want us just to be able to engage like none other. I want our marriage to be on fire. You go to your spouse with that kind of talk, oh, you're going to have his or her attention. Guarantee it. They're going to be like, really? This is awesome. Now, they might be like, where have you, you know, taken my husband? Is this really who you're supposed to be? Or where have you hidden my wife? I don't think I know you. It might surprise them. But guess what? It's a good surprise, because you're willing to work at your marriage. You're willing to make it stronger. That's connection. That is truth beyond love. It's not just about this, what was the definition again? An intense feeling of deep affection. It goes beyond that. Some people will use the term, oh, I've fallen out of love. Really? You don't care anymore? That's usually not it. It's not like, there's like, oh, yeah, don't think so. You may become disinterested, but to simply say, oh, yeah, well, you know, I've just fallen out of. You're not doing what you need to do, because love is a verb. It takes action. Action reflects your love. Words reinforce your love. What are you doing today? What can you do today? Every single morning when you rise, ask yourself, how can I serve my spouse? What can I do to show the love that I feel, but I want it to go deeper? I want it to sink. I want it to be something that just runs through not only my veins, but my spouse's veins too. Truth beyond love. I know you got this. I know it's going to be work, and I'm working at it too. It's something that I take seriously every day. And some days, I'm so good. I pat myself on the back. I'm like, give me a crown. I got it. And other days into weeks, I'm like, oh my gosh, I have so failed. I don't even know why he's sticking around. But it's called life, right? And so it's not about being perfect, but it's about doing every day. What are we doing to show our love, the truth beyond love? Go out, make your spouse smile. Make the heart of your spouse just explode from within because you love so much. Be present, be incredible, be you. I love you so very much. I cannot wait to see you on the other side. Blessings, hugs, and lots of love. We'll talk to you real soon. Have a blessed weekend. Bye-bye.
Feeling inspired, ready to train for life and love your journey? Visit createyournow.com for more incredible resources to help you along the way. We'll see you next time on Create Your Now, Your Best Selfie. And remember, always be sure you consult your physician before beginning any health and fitness plan.